Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, you got to know and believe and trust God and know that He is blessing you. Well, good evening. We praise God for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. Is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital of Washington, D.C. We are so grateful and so thankful that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful night. We praise God for each and every one of you. We thank God for this partnership between Reconciliation Ministries and Omega Ministry Group. We are so grateful for its leaders of the Omega Ministry Group, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr. And we praise God for all those who are part of this great ministry. Well, you know, my brothers and sisters, it is that time of the evening for us to pray. You and I know the power of prayer. So before we continue on, let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Father. We pray, first of all, that you will continue to forgive us for our sins, our shortcomings, that when you look at us, you only see the perfection. You only see the goodness. You don't see our sins, but you see your Son and us shining through his likeness, his image. Because we ourselves alone could not do it without him. So we thank you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for allowing us to be able to come for another time of digging into your word so that we can realize the truth that reside in all of us. We now pray, Lord God, that you will allow your word to come forth, that it will change the atmosphere in someone's lives, that they will go around and feel more blessed and feel more, just more to do your will. Again, Lord God, we are so appreciative that you have blessed us. You have kept us so that we can be here once again. We thank you, Father, for this word, and we thank you for your people. We give you honor and praise in the name of your Son, our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you all. Again, this is about participatory. This is about us coming together and studying God's word. If you have a question or comment, you can press 1 on your phone and we will unmute your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, and you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and then I will definitely return your email. Again, you can send me an email at JAYV as in victory, ANN91@yahoo.com. And we will definitely make sure that we respond to your comments. Well, my brothers and sisters, let's look at 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 7. And we're probably going to end up at verse 12. But again, 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 7. I'll be reading the NIV translation. So the word of the Lord reads, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Verse 10, this is love. Excuse me. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Verse 11, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Thus ends the reading of God's word. We thank God for his already blessed and sanctified word. What we see here, John is writing, and he wants to talk about the fact of he wants to talk about God's love compared to our love. Now, we see in verse 7 the importance of love, and I know that a lot of people are getting prepared for Valentine's Day. But when we look at this word love here in this particular portion of scripture, we're not just talking about a feeling. But in reality, we're talking about an action word. We understand that in today's society, in the world today, that when people really talk about love or mention love, they are talking about an emotion. But if you dig deeper into the Word of God, and if you look at and think about love, you will see that love is a action word. Here he says, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So this is first telling us that the source of our love, or the source of love, is God. Now, we understand that a lot of us say we love people, and we really do love them. But it comes to a place where in our lives where you have to do more than just speak it. I learned a long time ago that people usually have love languages, and there are normally five love languages, and in these five, most of them, if I would say not all of all of them, have something to do with action. Now, I will tell you that in my loving of people, family members, church friends, and I understand that you can't just keep on saying I love you, but there has to be some action put behind what you're saying. The good thing is that God has shown us, not just tell us, but actually shown us by giving us. Yeah, he gave us his only begotten son. I mean, just imagine that that is so sacred, so important, that in reality, you can't even enjoy life or do anything really without acknowledging the love from God. So I know a lot of people will be like, well, what you talking about, man? Why is it, isn't me just telling her, isn't me just telling him, isn't that enough? Nah, I will tell you, no, it's not. When we look at the fact that here in verse 7, that John says that the love that we have in this world, that God is the source of that. And then he goes on in verse 8 and says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Powerful statement, because what he is saying here is not only do you have to say it, not only do you have to exemplify it, but that if you don't do these things, then your relationship can be questioned. Your relationship with God can be questioned. And I hear what you're saying. Let me make it a little plain. There are times there were times when I would say to my guardian, my mother, my father, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to do it. Don't worry about that. I'll take care of it now. I'll take care of it later. And yet they were not satisfied until after I completed the task. So the best question or the best comment is to understand that I have to express my love through some form of action, either by saying it, I'm thinking about the fact that my grandmother always cooked dinner for my grandfather, and he would come home because he had a late night job. He would come home early from the daytime job, and he would always was always fed. And I asked. It was funny because my father, he was the one who did all of the cooking in his house with my stepmom. So I'm looking at this and saying, my grandmother always cooked for my grandfather, but my father always cooked for my stepmother. Now, in both of these relationships, the person would say, I love you. My mother would say it to my father, and my father would say it to her. And my grandparents would say that they love each other. But what I realized is that their demonstration of love was making sure that there was food on the table when my grandfather came home, My grandmother would make sure that there was always something hot, and food, freshly cooked food, was there for him. And that was her way of expressing love to him. And then you fast forward it, my father would go out to work, my stepmother would go out to work. But because my father enjoyed cooking, then they were, you know, they just loved each other. So what I'm trying to say to you is tonight, God showed his love to us because he allowed his son to die on the cross, to come to earth and die on the cross for us, and then be born again. So my question, or my thoughts are, how have you expressed love to somebody lately? What have you done to exemplify not just a feeling, but an action? What have you done to say, you know what, because this brings pleasure and happiness and joy to your life, I'm going to take care of this for you. I'm going to do this for you. And not out of no form of reciprocity or give back, but because of the love that I have for you, I'm just going to take care of whatever you need. I think it's a great example for us to live today that I hear the word saying talk is cheap. I hear God saying faith without works is dead. I can have all the faith or all the emotions and feelings for you demonstrated, then you definitely can question, what am I about? We move on. Verse 8 again says, whoever does not love God does not know God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Verse 9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Again, God created us, and God wanted us to love him and to restore the connection that we had back to him. We needed someone to atone for it. And so because of the fact of him demonstrating his love, it justifies and reassures us again that we got to show our love. Now, in verse 10, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. That's important because of the fact that it lets us know, and it is the expression of, or it explains love. It explains love because God loved us, or God created us, and so he loved us. Because he loved us, he wants us to be in right relationship with him. We could not be in the right relationship with him because of this thing that Adam created, the first Adam, called sin. And then we have some 2,000 years later that now we have people who will show up in our lives, and instead of enhancing our lives, take from our lives. I just told somebody the other day, and I told them, if I cannot better the quality of your life, and you cannot better the quality of my life, then I don't see how we can be cool with each other. I just don't see it. So we got to get to the place that we are spreading love. We are spreading love not because of what we're going to get from it, but we are spreading love because that's who we are. Since God is love and he created us, then we ought to be able to say we also are love. We also must put out love. We're going to take a quick pause right here. I want you to think about this song. It's a great song. It's a little old, but it will get the point across. My thing is, or my question as we go into this break, and you can think about it and get your water, what are you giving out? Are you spreading love or not? We'll be right back.
The truth that's been deleted. What a shame. Love her again. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never ever fail. Now it's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
Just see through the sky.
Spread love.
So here we are. We're in this scripture talking about love. And we thank God for Take Six and that song. Let me just say this. I do not own the rights to that song, so they can't come after me. But that's a great song for us to think about, that we ought to be spreading love. When you look at today's world and you look at the society, they're spreading a lot of stuff. But one of the most things that we can, or one of the things that we think that they're not doing is spreading love. I had a chance to look at the video that Congress has of the insurgents coming and storming in the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol. And this is the video that they have and that they had at the trial for the former president, President Trump. And out of all these thousands of people, their love was only towards, or seems to be towards one thing, and that was Trump. But they were more pushed by rage and anger and hostility . Like, people are just wanted to kill their hands on who they thought was the enemy or who they thought was not performing up to par. They showed all of these people rushing the Capitol, and one U.S. Capitol Police was squeezed in between the people behind him, which were Capitol Hill Police, a door, and the people on the opposite side trying to come in. To myself, if they could have the same vigor, if they could have the same, if just being able to see all of the hate that was in people's eyes and in their speech and what they were saying, only love that they had was for Donald Trump. It saddened me to see such videos, because there are so many people today who are white supremacists or who believe in or who want to exercise that right. Currently, a video that's being played on social media of a elderly white woman spitting on her healthcare worker. I mean, a woman who cooks for her, who takes care of her, and then she has the nerve to come in and try to berate her. The only thing that I can trust is the fact that God said that He is love. Again, this is important. Verse 11 says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Again, 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 reads, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another." No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Tells us, and that lets us know, that in order for mankind to survive, we have to start learning how to love one another. It amazes me that there are so many people that would hate me for various reasons. And unfortunately, I am somewhat of a people pleaser. And so I like to make sure that everybody is okay. But I know that there are people who claim to be Christians, who claim to be children of God, but yet they hate me because of my skin color. And I always want to have a conversation and ask them, where do you think you're going? What is going to happen to you? I mean, how can you hate me because my skin is darker? We both bleed blood. We both have eyes and ears and nose and a mouth and legs and arms and stuff. But yet we want to go around and say we're better than everybody else. Having an attitude, there's one thing of confidence. I'm going to tell you, you ought to always be confident. But this is a whole different thing when you have people who will belittle you and look at you like as if you are a second-class citizen. Not even have the audacity, if you would have failed, that some man would have come to pick you up. So my thing to you, or my question to you is, again, what are you spreading? Are you spreading lies? Are you spreading propaganda? My brothers and my sisters, I have to ask you, when are we going to show love towards one another? I know we might flow different. I know that we might do things polar opposite from each other. But we just read that God is love. And how can we say that we are the children of God and not express love towards somebody? Again, we are so thankful that we get to look at ourselves, and we get to challenge you so that you can look at yourself and look at what God, or where God wants you to be. So many of us, or so many people who, again, will try to say that they hold up the bloodstained banner, but yet because of the car that I drive, the neighborhoods that I come from, it comes time, my brothers and my sisters, when you look at the world today, again, it looks bleak. It looks like everything is falling apart. We got to get to the place that we love each other. So what? You roll. So what? You do things differently than I do. That gives us no right not to love each other. It doesn't get it for us to be able to say, I love you. It doesn't. What is it that we gotta be able to, that we can't express that? You know, in the '80s, there was a very stupid war between rappers. And it got so bad that it was a whole East Coast versus West Coast. And it wasn't until somebody brought them together and said, hey, both of you all are rap artists. Well, they didn't bring them together, but they brought others. Both of you are creating wonderful music that changed the life of people. Why are we arguing? Why are we trying to kill each other? Why are we? And later on it died out, and now it's not about East and West Coast, but it's about music. This Valentine's Day, I want to challenge you. I know that you are expecting flowers and candy and some other gifts. But I just want you to go. And everybody who you talk to, express to them that you love them. Now, I know it might sound really crazy, but you never know how your words can impact someone's life. You don't know if you genuinely sharing with a sister who has been beaten, doesn't have any money, don't know what's going to happen next. If you can just share with them and say, I love you. I'm praying for you. I can't help you, but I love you. Or maybe you can help them. When are we going to share with a brother who just lost his job and he don't know how he's going to be able to pay for his child's daycare? Why don't we give that brother a word of encouragement and say that we love you, man, and whatever we can do to help you, we're going to try to help you. You know, real love is about action, because God is love and we are God's children. And let me just say this. I hear you, God. It's easy to love those who say they love you. But how about expressing love to somebody who say they hate you or they don't like you? And I don't mean that fake superficial love, but a genuinely godly love, agape love. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for your love, for your love is the genesis of our lives. We would not be here if you had not loved us. We would not be in this condition if you had not loved us. And because of our relationship, we are now going to go out to the world and show love. We are now going to go out and be your representatives and show and tell the world that I can love you and that I do love you. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, let me just tell you, right after this, the song that we're going to play, I want you to call back in at the top of the hour, the 9 o'clock hour, so you can hear my beloved brother, Jason Felix. We thank God for him and wonderful, mighty man of God out of the Detroit area. Want you to be able to call back in every Monday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. For the stores, as they express love and talk about oneness. We thank God after that. At 9 o'clock, we have Minister Leah Killings. And then on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, Bishop George Flint. And then on Sundays at 6 o'clock, Minister Amos, Collins, I want you to call into these different times as these people talk about and share the word of God. I think I might have enough time to play two songs. I'm going to play these two songs, but again, call back in at 9 o'clock so you can hear this mighty word from God, from the servant, Jason Felix. As always, I love you. I greatly appreciate you. And as I always say, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr.
My father, God. makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now. Without love, flowers wouldn't grow in spring. And without spring, yeah, the birdies just couldn't sing. Yeah, yeah, everybody needs love. And to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes the boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. Oh, it sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name, the sweetest name. Every day with you, let's do this one, Miss Dodie. On earth.